Yeah, Linda, I'm here.
Can you speak
Hello?
English?
Yeah, hello? Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Can you please connect me to the senior salesperson related to plastic
Well, you can
additives?
talk to me. Talk to me.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, hi sir, I am Manas. I'm an MBA student and currently I'm working on a assigned project on high performance plastic additives. So can you please help me regarding that? It will take only 2 to 3 minutes only.
Yeah, where do you work and for whom do you work?
I'm Master of Business student in India, actually.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so I'm working on an assigned project which is entitled as High Performance Plastic Additives. Okay, so it's basically a market research type project. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've worked through second research, Google research, and lots of through various sources. So I've landed to some findings which I'm going to discuss with you, and you just suggest me whether it is correct or it needs some manipulation. Okay.
Okay. Maybe I can help you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Okay. So I've divided the high performance plastic additives for various plastics, which includes, so I have divided, categorized high performance plastics in these categories, so which includes fluoropolymers, high performance polyamide, polyimide, liquid crystal polymers, and others, which include a PEEK, PTFE, and others. So
yeah.
Am I correct?
So PTFE is a fluoropolymer too. You mentioned fluoropolymer first, and PTFE is a fluoropolymer.
Another thing I have also categorized high performance plastic additives in these categories, which includes plasticizer, flame retardant, lubricants, stabilizers, antioxidants, and others.
Yes.
Am I correct, sir?
Yeah, well, it's, first, if you divide the polymers, you want to use for the additives. Yeah, you mentioned PTFE in the last category, and you mentioned the first category, fluoropolymers. And PTFE is a fluoropolymer.
Yeah. Okay. I will update it.
Yeah. And when you categorize the additives, well, for the fluoropolymers, you don't need any antioxidizing additives. The fluoropolymers are stable. So, but yeah. And what's your question now?
Okay. So, if we talk about the usability, like how much, which type of additive is used in how much amount. So, the most used high performance plastic additive is, I have considered, flame retardant.
Well, we are only specialized in the fluoropolymers.
Yeah.
I can't tell you anything about the other ones.
Okay, okay. And then second one is lubricants, the most used. Like if we talk about the ranking of demand in these additives, so flame retardant is on first, then lubricants, and then antioxidants, and then at last then is plasticizer. Am I correct, sir?
Well, I can't tell you because it's a fluoropolymer. It's a special thing. And for the fluoropolymers, it's used in chemical industry, in automotive industry. It's used in all kinds of industries and for different applications. And for different applications, you need a different amount of additives.
Okay.
So it's not as easy.
Okay. One thing I'm missing, sir, like I don't have any data for like what percentage of which additive is used. Like flame retardants are mostly used, but I don't have any data about like this much percent is it's in demand. Like flame retardants occupies 50% of the total high performance plastic additive.
Well, I can't only tell you about the PTFE and our additive, and our additive is used in percentage range of 3% for, let's say, paste extrusion tubes, and up to, let's say, 20% for seals.
Okay, thank you, sir. And
bye. Okay, bye.
Okay, my next question is